What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
7-2 with all this going on in the NBA playoffs. Maybe it's just better if the Cavs stay together. Kurt Warner was on Jim Rome's show on Saturday. This is a clip from Saturday, I should say. Kurt Warner was on Jim Rome's show and speaking about one of our great quarterbacks, because, you know, we got four of them right now. And I'd like to say, well, he said this about Dylan Gabriel. He didn't say this about Dylan Gabriel. I like to say, well, he said this about two other quarterbacks. No, I didn't say that about two other quarterbacks. He did say this about Shedeur Sanders.
My evaluation was the most accurate quarterback, I thought, in this draft. When he sets his feet, when he's comfortable in the pocket and he delivers the football, the ball goes where he wants it to go. You know, this was a quarterback that was asked to have to win football games for his team. I don't think that can be overstated. They have to go out there and throw the ball every single week for your team to be successful. And that's with an offensive line that struggled over the last couple of years. I think there was a lot to like about Shedeur Sanders. You know, he wasn't a fifth round prospect, in my opinion, you know. But again, I'm going solely off of tape. What I know off of tape, I thought he put some really, really good things on tape. And I'm excited to see how this Cleveland quarterback room plays out.
So this is about to be a tough conversation, because I know we have to have this conversation. Lima believes it's not even worth it. There's more conversation out there about the Saints and their need for QBs. We're right now on their roster. They have Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, Jake Haner. Sounds like a pro wrestler. They got those three guys on their roster at the quarterback position. And it's been thought of, and I think it's because a lot of people don't know where the Saints are going with anything they're doing. They got a new head coach. That head coach is an offensive guy. Then you hear this stuff out of Pittsburgh from their morning show. Like, they're hearing that they're trying to trade for Chris Olave over with the Steelers now because they want to put something around Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I don't know whether they're coming or going. I don't know if I'd move from Chris Olave if I'm a new head coach and I'd want to help out my new quarterback and Tyler Shuck. But either way, that's the way that some people are talking. I brought this up. You immediately, well, we kind of mentioned it earlier last week. Like, yeah, we kind of did, but this is a conversation that ain't going to go away. And we're going to have to find somebody that we kind of like to move one of these QBs. And I don't want to pussyfoot around it. I think we know who we're talking about here. The three, whether fans like to hear this or not, whether I like to hear it or not, the guy would be Joe Flacco, or who you would trade. As of right now, whatever you think of Kenny Pickett, whatever I do, they love Kenny Pickett, and the other two are rookies that they drafted, so they're not going to move on from those guys to see whether or not they strike gold. The 40-year-old quarterback just is not going to be a part of that equation.
Yeah, I mean, just given more and more time to truly think about it, and it makes sense, obviously, Shedeur and Gabriel were talking about real investments, even though they were, you know, third-round picks. Normally, the way we look at the NFL, we're like, flyer, third-round pick. Oh, then fifth round. Will he even make the team? That's normally what we say, but we understand because of the Browns situation, where they're at, they kind of missed their championship window and blew that already. So you feel like, all right, rebuild is in the offing. You want to play young guys. You want to play young guys and do the old see what you have. Flacco, you know, if we remember correctly, I mean, Pickett was here. Then they went and got Flacco, and it's not like Flacco is, his contract is basically all incentives, right? I mean,
$4 million.
It's nothing.
It could be upward of 13, but they have to basically win the Super Bowl for him to get $13 million.
So doesn't it feel like just you go through the priority lists or the order of operations here? Just based on that alone, Flacco is the odd man out?
Yes.
Even though me and you had warmed up to when we had Flacco, we interviewed him, we went nuts kind of as a gag, but the fact was the last time we had Flacco, we had all these warm and fuzzies, you know, up until the playoff game, really the second half of the playoff
game.
Well,
I think, and this is going to be a very interesting dance that they have to dance. So you and I, we're going to have to find a point where we're not excited, but we're accepting of a possible trade. Are you accepting of a possible trade with him and the Saints?
Oh, I...
Because it sounded for a second like, I don't want to talk about
now. The reason I had pushback at all is I'm like, why are the Saints trading anything? Why are they giving up anything for Joe Flacco?
Because
they're in the same spot that the Browns are right now.
You would think. I would think. But I don't think... I don't know if anybody knows exactly what either team's trying to do.
They have two young quarterbacks. They have a
rookie quarterback who they obviously drafted over the two guys that the Browns have.
Yes.
They have Spencer Rattler, who you have seen start games in the NFL, and it hasn't been greatest.
But I think with so many of these things, you guys, like, I got a organization in Cleveland that's probably trying to rebuild. They're trying to do two things at once. They're trying to win and rebuild at the same time, which is almost impossible to do. And I think the Saints are the same way.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, you ask Mickey Loomis, I don't think that he wants to start a rebuild or anything, because it probably means his job, even though he's been there for umpteen years, for crying out loud. I mean, he's been there a long time. But I think that neither of these organizations really want a true rebuild, so they're kind of stuck in this, okay, what are you going to do? How are you going to be able to do both these things? So, like, Joe Flacco, all right, Joe Flacco's 40. Is he enough to take care of it? But what doesn't make sense to me, your rookie QB is 26 years old. You basically have to put him in there. Like, it's not like, well, we'll start the season with somebody else. It's like, nah, this guy's 26.
Yeah, let's go.
Our QBs are pups. I got one 24-year-old, which some people think are a little bit older, and I got a 22-year-old in Shedeur Sanders. Okay, we got to get him moving sooner or later. And then we have the Kenny Pickett thing. So this 40-year-old quarterback, why it might not make sense for me with the Saints, is because of the same situation. So I'm open to anything, because I have to be, because I think that they're going to move him. And I think the biggest thing that they need to do is that I know for a fact on my kids, obviously, that, because you know I love to say that, the guys in the locker room trusted Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
It's important because I think that Kenny Pickett's probably going to start the year. It's important for Kenny Pickett to build that trust. Now, from what I'm told, there have already been some, how should I say this, off-season activities. Well, activity sounds bad. It sounds like they're out there doing salacious things. There's been some there's off-season perfectly fine and wholesome get-togethers between Kenny Pickett and the veterans on this team. Because that's what Kenny has to do. He's got to gain their trust and show them that he's going to be a leader. Because if you don't, and then you good on, if you move on from Joe Flacco, this thing's dead in the water already. And I know that there's so many cynical fans who are saying, yeah, Ken, it already is dead in the water. All right, they got to try to give it a chance. So if they're going to move on from Joe, all right, they respect Joe. They got to respect the other guys who are eventually going to be playing quarterback. And so if it starts off week one against the Cincinnati Bengals, Kenny Pickett, they got to have faith in him. I mean, he's got to be able to throw the ball and throw the ball well and conduct the offense. But there has to be a personal faith in him. And that's what they've been missing for years.
Are fans who already, there's a segment of the emotional fan base that, you know, the Nick Chubb thing hit really hard. And they're very upset with the organization over this. They can't see, they can't understand how, if the team is supposed to be really bad this year, why can't you have Nick Chubb? Like, that's just going to be something that permeates, I think, with a big part of the fan base, just a lot of the discussion. But not only that, like the Joe Flacco, and I don't know what the rating was for Joe Flacco overall as fans. It's tough to say because, you know, the last time we saw Joe Flacco, he looked like Joe Flacco again, the erratic, you know, third stage of his career,
like
Joe Flacco.
Quarterback.
Yeah. But then there are the fans where, hey, at least we know Jerry Jeudy has a chance to have a big year with Joe Flacco. Maybe Njoku has a chance to have a big year with Joe Flacco.
Jerry Jeudy,
are there going to be fans that are going to be, man, we already took away Nick Chubb. Now you're taking away a guy that would make us competitive.
I understand that. But Jerry Jeudy, I don't think that for those fans, I'd say I think that Jerry Judy's probably going to have a big year anyway. He was the number one target of how many different quarterbacks last year? Jerry Jeudy got his. He got his stats. He got over 1,000 yards receiving. Like, yeah, I don't think anything has to worry about Jerry Jeudy.
It kind of seemed like when he had a quarterback who was willing to really air it out and could do so, like he was off and running with Jameis.
Of course.
But then the last two games of the year when they were in tank mode, Jerry Jeudy looked like Denver Broncos Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
Didn't look happy to be there, was dropping balls, committing penalties.
Because I think he knew what was going on, and I don't think anybody would be feeling good about it. There's so many things that didn't make sense through the entire year and then certainly over the last month of the season. But just getting back to it, I think we are going to have to find somebody we're comfortable with where it makes sense. For me, for the Saints, it doesn't make as much sense to bring in a 40-year-old quarterback when you have the youth movement at the quarterback position, unless they are truly just, they're holding on to Chris Olave. They are trying to win now. They're trying to do everything they can to win now. But I don't think that when you take a guy who's 26 years old and you take him in the second round, like he basically has to play as soon as he's possibly ready to play. And what assets are you trading for a $4 million 40-year-old quarterback to start the year for a 26-year-old? Like, I don't know if that's going to compete with them. Somebody, somewhere, might lose a backup during the preseason. Then they want to be a competitive team. So if you're looking at a Rams situation or somewhere in there, like I'm just naming teams off the top of my head where if they were to find themselves into a bit of a bind and we know they want to be competitive, what would they do? I think that those would be situations we talk about with trades because he is an affordable quarterback at $4 million plus incentives to be a backup somewhere. I don't think you're trading him to be a starter somewhere, but we've seen crazier things happen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measuring to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.